Okay, gird your loins. We're starting the episode. Welcome to the internet, live from Redline Studios in Alex's basement apartment. This is the Redline Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia, quote, IRS, more like dumb RS, Dunstan, and these are my co-hosts.
Kyle, quote, Red Atlas shrugged once and is wholly convinced of the single genius model of innovation. Also, taxes are evil, I guess.
Thank you, Rand Paul.
Unquote, Holland, and...
Alex, quote, we got tax now, so where's our representation? Close quote, Fielder. Today on the show, we're talking about water taxis. What are they? How do they differ from more traditional ferries? And do they have any applications in the great state of Utah?
I hate to break it to you and me, but where was I going with this? We do have taxes are not evil, and we do have representation. You can go up on the hill.
You hate to break it to you
and Alex.
Yeah, but our corporate entity does not have a representative.
We don't have no. Entity.
We're filing as my personal hobby.
Alex just takes it as personal income.
Okay, we do have representation. Rats.
It is Alex, and he can go up on the hill.
I was going to go off about corporate personhood and how I think it's good.
Well, we don't have one of those. We could get one if we want one.
Yeah, then we can register our shell corporation to that same building in Delaware where 1.2 million corporations are registered.
Yes.
Yeah, Giles, he has an LLC now, so I'm going to see how his tax year goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe next year, because they get kind of picky if you do a hobby for more than, like, 3 to 5 years.
Okay, okay.
Because then it's like, oh, that
God
sounds more like a hobby.
Have hobbies.
But then the hobby tax code was supposed to be for, like, horse, like breeding horses for racing.
That seems like more like a job than what we do.
Yeah.
No matter what you think about
which
horse
is
racing.
Sit here and like shitpost about transit and
pretty much
and liberal Joe
transit.
Rogan.
That was a liberal joke.
You know, I'm doing the thing right now from the Babylon Bee article where it says overly or trans person crosses street to avoid overly supportive liberals, and you're overly supportive liberals.
That's extremely on point right now. I deserve that.
Anyway, all this after the news.
It's a big week for North American rail transit as two important announcements were made just yesterday, January 26th. First, Sound Transit's Cross Lake Connection finally has an opening date.
Hey, I read about that in the news before you told me about
it. That's right. It's March 28th. It will be. The 7 new miles of track will connect communities across Lake Washington and make for fast transit trips between downtown Seattle and the up-and-coming urban areas in Bellevue. And, yes, the people on Mercer Island. It also has the distinction of being the first regular transit, or rail transit service, I should say, ever operated over a floating bridge. Nifty.
They say that a lot in the marketing material. A lot.
That it is fairly innovative.
They've been running so many test trains.
To build a railway on a thing that, like,
moves
floats
at
around
all in any
is
way.
Quite difficult.
Yeah.
In other West Coast news, LA Metro has finally made the correct decision to build the Sepulveda Pass Corridor as a heavy metro line.
God.
Nice.
No monorails for UCLA. They're getting a subway.
Nander did a whole video being like, yeah, they're going to do Sepulveda, but they still need to vote on it in this last meeting. And knowing LA Metro, they might royally fuck literally everything known to humankind up in one meeting. So turn out
light
your
rail.
Comment.
Sort of Muni Metro style thing going on, you get it.
Yeah. They did also tweak the alignment to one that wasn't actually one of the listed alternatives.
Oh.
Well, it's materially similar in every way, but it has like some minor benefits with the Metrolink connection on the north end.
Wow. Minor benefits stack up.
Metrolink connection. Ooh, look at me. I can transfer to my once every 3 years train.
Well, they're supposed to be fixing that with whatever the program is called.
The thing that will make California high-speed rail eventually a thing. That program.
No, there's a separate, like, make Metrolink but good again
make
program.
It regional rail. Make Metrolink great again.
Yeah,
my name is Mayor Karen Bass.
They have a stupid acronym, but yeah, that. Make Metro Rail, Regional Rail. I don't know if there's... I don't think there's an again, but make it that.
Again.
Strokes broom gently. That's
gonna sound great.
God, I don't need to see this.
You're quite innovative, though.
I'm not paying for this. Why am I getting it?
You.
Says you. And your broom.
I'm just petting it. Gently.
That's the most love that broom's ever seen.
Good broom. This has been the news.
Do 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 do
do.
Hold up, I need my estate sale sewing ruler back.
Why did you?
I'm coming back from a protest at the Capitol and stopped at an estate sale on the way. I support local businesses. In like a condo building. It was on like the fourth floor or something.
Oh, I think my friend lives there. Interesting.
Yeah.
So a ferry is a pretty basic concept, is it not?
You go on the boat and then you get off the boat. And so, on both ends, they spend most of the time and space on the ferry loading like three cars.
So imagine that your name is Joe. Can you,
okay.
can you
put Biden. Yourself
I'm in that Joe. Picture? I'm Joe.
Joe Biden.
Or your listener, Joseph Robinette Jeanette, Biden. Or whatever.
Or Kevin Gualami.
Or like... Leaf.
Leaf
Erickson. If you're non-binary. Twig, perhaps.
I'm
coming up with acceptable
feels
names.
Feels somehow problematic.
It's really not.
I haven't nailed down how.
No. I was coming up with an acceptable name that each gender can imagine themselves to be.
Okay, now list all the rest of the genders.
There are at least three. I don't know anymore. Ryan, if you're a certain type of man... shout out Ryan. So imagine your name is Redacted. You live on one side of a river where you farm rutabagas or some other nasty root vegetable.
Fuck. Oh, it's a root vegetable. I've never
but
heard
the
of
market
that.
In Townston on the other side of the river. Oh no. However, will you get your sad horse and wagon full of disgusting vegetables?
You're so mean to the horse. I thought we liked horses on this podcast.
We do like horses, but it's a horse pulling a cart full of rutabagas. This is a sad horse.
Are we just like negging the horse?
We're not negging the horse. We are faithfully explicating its material conditions.
In order
according
to
the dialectical
to
theory
to end,
the... of Marxism-Leninism and the eternal science of communism.
And what are we trying to get the horse to do? Go on a date with a fairy?
So... You and your sad horse and wagon full of disgusting vegetables.
You're about to give us like the Oregon Trail menu. This is insane.
You can swim. Bad idea. Oh, somebody say, I choose to swim.
I choose to swim.
Bad idea. You drown to death. You can try to fly.
What if I bought caulk before I tried swimming? That works in the video game.
No, it will not.
I'll try to fly.
No, now you're dead.
If flying had not been invented, it's the reason
and
your wagon
no
couldn't fly.
And there's no bridge, because nobody's built a decent bridge since the Romans did it like 1,500 years ago.
Isn't this kind of the era of bridges that got like rebuilt every season?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this bridge presumably got destroyed.
How
by the
big
flood.
Is this river? I imagine pretty big.
Like think like River Thames, but not in London. Like... in Oxford. So it's a big river, but not that big.
Like a mile, half a mile?
No. Like...
No, a quarter mile?
And it's probably marshy a quarter mile on either side of the river.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about natural floodplains.
But then
usually
your friend,
not such a problem.
That's what I think about.
Or Jillian, or...
Jules Verne.
shows up, and...
And then what? Teach?
And puts a rope across the river and attaches a raft to it.
Okay, that's cool.
He charges you a penny to take your cart across the river, which is extortion. highway robbery. Voila, your friend Giles, Jillian, and or other name has invented the ferry. Now it's time for fun and profit. And there was much rejoicing.
What if a steamboat comes down the river and goes through your rope and
there
breaks
it? There is no steamboat.
Well,
so it's the year 1500.
What is cool. a penny? I thought it was a shilling.
A shilling is more than a penny.
How much more than a penny?
No, you're right. A shilling is less than a penny. So there's like, in the old crazy British money system.
there's a whole chapter in the Book of Mormon about their version of this. It's insane.
Old British money system.
Oh, wait, no. Looking this a pence. So a pence is...
A pence... So
there's 12 pence to a shilling.
Yeah, and there's 20 shillings to a pound. And there's a farthing, which is a quarter of a penny, a halfpenny, which is a half penny, a threepence, which is three pence.
Threepence.
A sixpence, which is for some reason called a tanner. a florin, which is 2 shillings. A half crown, which is 2 shillings and 6 pence. A crown, which is 5 shillings. A sovereign, which is a gold coin for a pound. And a guinea, which is a pound and a shilling? And all of these were different money. But in this case, you're paying a penny, which is a lot of money because most things are like a farthing or a halfpenny. So
I still need to ask my parents about if they remember when.
Man, we should totally switched. Return to that. That is so much more fun than our current system of money.
Because it switched in the 70s, I think. Yeah, and
it was.
I guess they were six. So.
1971.
Okay, yeah.
January 15th.
They were 6 and 8 respectively. So they probably. My dad might remember it.
Which was called Decimal Day, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's non-fractional now.
It's sane. It's normal. Did you want to hear the Nephite monetary system?
Oh, I would love to hear the Nephite monetary system.
Alma chapter 11, verse 4. Now these are the names of the different pieces of their gold and of their silver, according to their value. And the names are given by the Nephites, for they did not reckon after the manner of the Jews who were at Jerusalem, neither did they measure after the manner of the Jews, but they altered their reckoning and their measure according to the minds and the circumstance of the people in every generation until the reign of the Judges, important part of the book of Alma, that have been established by King Mosiah. Now the reckoning is thus, a senine of gold, a seon of gold, a shum of gold, and a limna of gold, a senum of silver, an amnor of silver, an ezrim of silver, and an onti of silver. A senum of silver was equal to a senine of gold, and either for a measure of barley, and also for a measure of every kind of grain. Now the amount of a seon of gold was twice the value of a senine, and a shum of gold was twice the value of a seon, and a limna of gold was the value of them all. And an amnor of silver was as great as 2 senums, and an ezrim of silver was as great as 4 senums, and an onti was as great as them all. Now so, this is...
What was in that hat?
This reminds me of like when you would lie as a kid and you're trying to add as much detail to make it sound plausible.
Like, I think there might have been more than just a seer stone in the hat, to be honest.
It was glue.
Also LSD. Glue made from horses. But at the same time, this is a little bit too real with all of the halving.
It is a little too real. It could be he could have just said a farthing or a halfpenny.
So, why don't we have a special Utah cone? Well, Deseret currency.
Could because we have a Deseret crazy didn't. Deseret currency based off the old style system?
Our state's allowed like, to like,
I want
DIY
to go
currency.
To the store and pay 239 pence and have that be most of a pound, but not all of it. And also be 19 shillings and 11 pence. Like, come on. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Hold up. The rest of this chapter is kind of getting spicy.
Kyle's having fun reading the Book of Mormon. Another testament of Jesus Christ.
They're doing something with the Jenna.
Gender?
No.
Legender?
I ended at Jenna, so it sounds like I'm going to say genitalia.
Fuck it's off.
They're doing something with the Jenna. The Jenna what? Jenna what?
Okay, so how about the story of Joe?
Well, Joe's story is now over.
Joe Schmo?
Because he died.
Oh, right, he got, we got on the ferry.
Because he went into town and it was a bad year for the plague.
And he brought it back to his loving
and
family.
And he brought it back to his family and they all died a horrible death at the end.
And the economic system of Europe was thereby reformed because a third of the population was dead.
Mm-hmm. In some places, 2/3, which is crazy.
Holy shit.
Mostly like Poland and stuff.
Yeah, I'm waiting until 2030 when that happens again.
Please let's not say that. I really have lived through one pandemic and I did not enjoy that experience.
Well, it was caused by those damn beep because they were washing their beeps. Anyway.
You could really fill that in with whatever you want.
The joke Alex is making is that a bunch of idiots thought that it was caused by the Jews because they washed too much.
So they didn't get a plague.
Because the Jews would not get it because they washed
Yeah, they would wash their hands.
And they would like have so hygiene,
because they didn't
and
everyone get
it. Else would get sick, and because they were disgusting Europeans who wouldn't bathe.
So maybe the object lesson should be that we should wash our hands and bathe.
And also that you shouldn't murder Jews because they're not getting sick. Because
they're clean.
in 15th century Europe, yeah, it was a time. This concept has been improved on significantly since of Dirt Farmer Joe.
I thought he was a rutabaga farmer.
And also dirt. It comes up with the root vegetables.
I'm sorry to say that a rutabaga is like 100% dirt by composition and taste. So you now have really extensive networks that function basically like waterborne commuter rail. See the Water Emergency Transportation Authority or the Golden Gate Bridge Authority.
Ferry, old ferry question. Like back in the day when these were everywhere. Please. How common were ferries that traveled up and down a river versus ones that just went across?
It wouldn't really be a ferry so much if it went up and down a river.
It does sound more like a boat.
Like a liner. A normal or boat. Yeah. Okay. Or just a. But, I mean.
Have you seen any of those like new hydrofoil jet boats?
Yeah, those things are nuts.
Yeah.
I kind of want one.
It's like literally a water bus. Somebody
really ought to make me a billionaire because I would buy only the cool stuff and not the stupid shit. Like, we're going to have a super tricked out narrow boat with, like, gold leaf. We're going to have, like, a refurbished, like, ferry hydrofoil that we just drive around. It's going to be great.
We'll have one of the old lamps money can buy.
Yeah, we'll have great lamps. We'll have the greatest lamps, even. We'll have a whole room for lamps, because why not?
Patreon will be free.
That's true.
Yeah. Hold up. What's the holy cookie dialogue? Every time you go to a European website, it's like, cookie.
Thank you, Europe.
Those damn Europeans.
Oh, I love Europe.
Stockholm is one of the places that's testing out a battery electric hydrofoil ferry.
Yeah, too bad they don't have the time kind that's on a cord like the one that, what's-his-face?
Tom
Scott went to.
That's cool. That's cool.
So, but now you have these, like, basically commuter rail but water networks, which are common pretty much everywhere. And you also have, like, these massive sort of ro-ro ferries, which means roll on, roll off, which is my very favorite, like, phraseology in the world.
Row your ferry.
That basically exists to replace bridges where they're impractical. So, like, if you know, there's this thing called the Alaska Marine Highway System, because all of Alaska is like so inaccessible by road.
Yeah.
You can take the Alaska Marine Highway, which is actually this system of really large ferries, or was, because most of them are out of service now and they can't afford to replace them.
Sad.
So the Alaska Marine Highway is really cooked. But that's beside the point. So you can take these to all the different, like, little, you know, crap hole, like, islands.
Oh, mean?
Not crap hole islands. What am I trying to say? Podunk islands.
Podunk. That's what is podunk?
Small and not noteworthy.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Good vocab. I feel like this episode is going to, at some point, take us to the state of Washington.
It's not, actually.
It's not.
No, but Washington also has a very extensive sort of marine highway system, as does, like, British Columbia, Michigan, you know, someplace. Or not Michigan. I don't remember what I'm thinking of. It doesn't matter. But, Newfoundland, the Maritimes. So, you know, all sorts of interesting stuff. Ferries are also, by far, my favorite form of transportation. In the world.
Nerd.
It is legit
Fomer.
My hope that someday I will get to ride the ferry to work every day. It's never going to happen.
The main character in the book
I'm
reading does that.
But it's nice to dream about, kind of like my fantasies of buying a narrowboat and living on the water. Something you can just think about and be like, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, except with the ferry, it's somebody else's boat, which solves a lot of problems.
Yeah. Narrowboats aren't even that expensive.
Oh, how much? $20,000?
No, $50,000, $60,000.
Oh, okay.
And that's
not
that's
that bad.
Pounds sterling, so that's like $80,000. And to be fair, that's like for a house, basically.
You just live on it. Yeah.
It's like RV prices, I think. I've never bought an RV.
Yeah, that is kind of like RV prices. It's like tiny home prices, basically.
Except infinitely cooler.
Except way cooler.
Way cooler.
And much more fun. And you get to go through tunnels. Anyway.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. You can do that on an RV, too.
Yeah, but can you go through tunnels on water? And also,
you can't go through anything
water bridges, aqueducts.
You can hydroplane.
You can't go on aqueducts. These, like, giant you can hydroplane. Of... Yeah, you can hydroplane through a tunnel. Yeah.
But an overlooked and underappreciated form of water / ferry transit is the water taxi or water bus, which are two rather different typologies that normally go by the same name. Because reasons. No comment? Okay, wow.
None,
tough
no comment, none taken. Yeah,
I'm just thinking that a water bus would be bigger than a water taxi. In my mind.
Would not be correct always.
Is it anything like a Venga bus?
Hmm?
A Venga bus?
Do they have jeepney ferries?
Yeah. Use your own narrowboat and operate as a public ferry.
That is like the main form of transportation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
That's also kind of describing D-Day or Normandy? Normandy, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's really interesting, the DRC, because they have no highways, because the entire interior of the country is like constantly racked by massive civil war, and they have no money to build highways anyway. Their main like interurban highway is the Congo River, which is one of the largest rivers in the world. And so there are just these like huge like ferries that are massively overpacked and towing a bunch of barges that are also massively overpacked, constantly going up and down the river, and they crash all the time and kill thousands of people. And it's really like interesting, and there's like a whole maritime culture around it, but also super dangerous and kills a lot of people.
Like many things in the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
Like probably everything in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Anyways,
you know that Kinshasa has 20 million people? Kinshasa has as many people as New York City.
I didn't know there were that many people there. I'm also white, so that's not surprising. Anyways, the Venga bus is a single by the band the Venga Boys. It's about a party bus. Tom Scott did a thing about it where he photoshopped a... London style Venga bus timetable. Just needed one
very
more
niche reference.
So a water taxi or a water bus can be a smaller boat used to provide public transit in an urban setting sometimes. Basically
sometimes.
A bus for the waves.
Is there nuance in this episode?
There's too much nuance in this episode because I find this whole thing infuriating and incredibly confusing. So Wikipedia says that modern-style water taxi service was first recorded in the area around Manchester, the Venice of the North. That's its real nickname. But there's no source, so who knows if that's true.
Okay, love that.
Okay.
That's great.
I just wanted to provide that disclaimer.
We're off to a great start.
The canals of Manchester are winning once again, I'd just like to say. It's really confusing because water taxi refers both to like an actual taxi... that you rent out for you, your dog, and your potential romantic partner, and also...
All at the same time.
Just a water bus. So it can be, either of those things. That's... And oftentimes is both of those things, and so is entirely impossible to pin down as a transit typology.
Hi, I would like to... I would like to rent the 209 for an hour.
Yes, that's kind of the vibe.
Okay.
It's like renting an L train... but institutionalized and all the time. New York, what is this here? This is a bus on water, but you have painted it like a yellow cab.
And why it says taxi on it.
And it says taxi on
it. It's New York, yeah.
And the New York water taxi is actually really interesting because it was started in 2002 as basically the water equivalent of a development streetcar.
Huh. That's fucking hilarious.
You know how all these Obama era streetcars were built in sort of ailing city cores in the hope that it would be an agent for revitalization,
which in many cases it was, and it's usually
even though it's not usually very well ridden even when it is an agent anyway.
Sometimes forget about the useful transportation part
except in Portland and
except
Kansas
Portland,
City
yeah. I hear about Kansas City a lot.
Kansas City streetcar is great, and the thing gets more ridership per mile than pretty much any light rail system in the country, except Muni and the Boston Green Line.
That's insane. Actually insane.
It's completely insane. So they started out operating like these waterfront parks, and then they would operate these water taxis as a way to like try and develop the waterfront areas of the city that were neglected. And it has sort of evolved into like a hybrid, like employee shuttle, public transportation, charter thing. And it does a whole bunch of interesting things.
At different times, at different fares, and
for different people. So, I can't say that.
Wow, self-restraint. First time, it only took till episode 122.
Fine, you have to cut this part out. Yeah, so like hospitals, so you can start recording here again. So hospitals and places will like get these little water taxis, and they go all over the place. And then also there's something called the IKEA Express.
Yeah, it runs weekends. It's free.
Which runs on weekends and is free and takes you from Manhattan to IKEA.
Because the IKEA is just on the shore in Brooklyn, and they have their own pier next to the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
It comes with like a dedicated bus shuttle system from the ferry stops in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Is it painted like IKEA?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's IKEA
themed. Let me look this up then.
Pretty peak.
No IKEA ferry service for winter beginning Saturday, December 13th. Very sad. This would be so useful if you lived in Manhattan, though.
Yes, I think that's why they run it.
Like
instead of having to
site... Like, imagine you get your, like, Glorbvok, and then you take it on the ferry, and then you take it on the subway, and it's like, oh, time to be on the Upper West Side and...
Put furniture in my 200 square foot apartment.
Person and go to Columbia University, because that's what you do. Oh wait, that's the Upper East Side. That is the Upper West Side. I'm not delusional.
Okay, I kind of love this because instead of attempting to site an IKEA in Manhattan, even one of the tiny city locations that doesn't even have stock, they just put it in Brooklyn. You can take the ferry. It's fast.
I can only see a picture of one of the IKEA ferries.
I believe the first picture I see.
Well, it seems like they run a couple different ones, but only one of them has like a IKEA livery on it.
Yeah. So that's what cool. Do you think that like the IKEA name for the ferry is? Like Ferryax or
Vata Taxi.
Vata Taxi. Thruppence for your thoughts, Kyle.
Vattenboten.
Tuppence for your thoughts.
Gringle Schnauf.
Pence for your thoughts.
Nah, not enough.
I wonder if there's like
Halfpenny for your thoughts. Farthing for your thoughts.
Oh, a penny and a farthing? I could make a bicycle.
I've just attached an IKEA dictionary to the document.
Oh, like what categories of words are for what things?
It's alphabetical and it says what things are. Like if it's made up or if it's a certain thing.
What is LAR5?
I don't know.
Website?
Absorb.
Oh, Lars Petrus's website.
Wow, this is very interesting. I can get my Calisset or my Coty.
I'm looking up Calyx.
Or my Medallion.
There's no Calyx in here.
What?
Or my Melbu.
This might be terribly out of date.
Or my Meldal. Or my Nacton. Or my...
Yeah, this is pretty out of date.
Orlot. Or my... Portis?
Huh. If you click on like the location pin icon, it opens up Google Maps and searches IKEA for you.
Wait, but it works.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
IKEA.
Peak programming.
Wow. I haven't been to IKEA in a while. I could use some meatballs.
Although, I guess in San Francisco, there's the Emeryville IKEA, too, for the full-service store.
But,
although,
yeah, but then you have to cross the bay.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily. That one's not really close to BART.
Yeah, because Emeryville is criminally far from BART.
Yeah.
Although, when they build the second Trans Bay Crossing, Caltrain will go to Emeryville.
The land right there, yeah.
And that will be great. Great day for America when that happens.
Great day.
In 2096 or whatever.
Layers.
So the typology is kind of weird, completely weird, actually.
It's so close to the Amtrak, yet so far from the BART.
But it has a surprisingly broad application and variety of operating styles. I looked at like the Wikipedia article for water taxis, and when you scroll down to the bit that says America, there are just like a whole bunch of things and cities that you would absolutely not expect. So Alexandria, Virginia apparently has a water taxi. Okay. I did not know this.
I guess there's rivers.
Annapolis, Maryland, Baltimore, Boston, Charleston, Chicago, Erie, Pennsylvania, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville.
And Chicago to cross what?
It goes up and down the river.
Oh.
Not as cool as a dangle train, National Harbor, Maryland. But... Long Beach apparently has one.
No
Long
way.
Long Beach, California.
Once again, asking from where to where, but sure, cool.
And like Portland, Maine?
I guess.
It's everywhere, and nobody knows about it because it's secret.
Portland, Maine has a couple like really big rivers and not a lot of bridges.
Tampa has a water taxi.
Well, it's... Tampa makes sense. Tampa is, what if the Bay Area was bad?
It's called the Pirate Water Taxi, and it's very pirate themed.
Tampa Bay was originally a big pirate haven, so it makes sense.
TIL?
Yeah. No, Tampa... My dear summer child, you could be so great. You could build Floribart.
Flawed.
Fart. F Bart.
Start. St. Petersburg, Tampa, area rapid transportation. Start.
Okay, they might actually use that. I like fart more.
So. Cities are traditionally built along rivers and bodies of water, and often their main routes of transport parallel those bodies, so it can be very practical.
It's like almost like that used to be the only way to ship anything.
It kind of did.
Get it? People. Ship?
You're so funny. You are aware that the what is it, etymological root of the word ship?
Yeah, that was an etymology, not a joke.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
The most practical might be in Venice, which pretty much runs off of its extensive
like Venice, water... California?
No, Venice.
Italy.
Italy.
Venice.
Is that over across the ocean where they have those Europores?
Okay, I thought Kyle was being real for a second, and I was very dismayed.
I've seen plenty of videos of people with their little like paddle boats in Venice or whatever.
Yeah, the gondolas are not... Which is crazy, right? That is a gondola.
Feels like
and
the
also
opposite of a gondola.
A gondola. What is happening here?
Gondola.
But no, in Venice, they have this very extensive water taxi / water bus network, which they call Vaporettos. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly or not. Vaporettos.
I don't know. Sounded pretty Italian.
Vaporettos. I
like it.
I don't really know Italian. Which I think means steamboats, because vapor... steam eto little steamer, I think is what it is. Mean is like a diminutive steamer.
We're gonna look stupid if that's like a false cognate.
It has to be though.
I'm looking it up now.
Thank
yeah
you.
look it up. Prove me right. I'm always right. Kyle's like, yeah, that's fake news. Kyle's like, she is more full of shit than anyone has ever been.
Kyle's like, wow, the duck phone.
This is like that meme of the girl who's like, he's probably thinking of other girls.
No, he's thinking of duck phone.
Duck phone.
Yeah, steamboat, motorboat, canal boat.
Originally
a steamboat.
Your so girl yeah. did a linguistics successfully.
We did a linguistics.
My godson is going to be so proud of me. He's a linguist. Let's see. So they have 24 total routes of these things that run like all throughout the city, like buses. Some of which run as often as every 15 minutes.
For a boat. Boats are fucking expensive.
And there is 24/7 service.
Bro, 24/7 boat? Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
No more missing the last ferry.
And there's this little link here of like their system map, which is so fun because it shows you each route individually and all the different little landings that it goes to. And I think it is so very
charming.
Oh,
this is intense. I love this. Line 4.1, line 4.2.
Yeah, because they're, you know, counter loops and stuff.
4A, 4B, no. Wait, 4...
Yeah, this is pretty 4.1. Interactive.
It's so good, actually. Like... Unfortunately, the 7 and 8 have been sospensa.
Mamma mia.
But there is still the 9, which apparently goes between these two tiny islands.
This feels like one of those like little educational games you'd play in grade school.
This does feel like a game. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Oh, and then there's even like a commuter one. Like there's the 11, which goes to all these like outlying islands and stuff. It's so interesting.
Yeah, and they have the pop-up.
Yeah, and the pop-up that shows you
this like, is where it goes. This is a nostalgia trip of a web app.
It's great.
This is how it is in Europe.
Design at its best.
You know it's good when it's called interactive.html, or sorry, interactiva.html.
I think it says avamps.
Oh, I imagine the
And there's like express routes? Like what?
Express boat?
Yeah.
Down crazy. There throwing all the gondolas around in the wake.
Oh no, the 18 has been suspensa.
Mamma mia.
Can we say this every time UTA fucks someone up?
The UTA has been suspensa. And then there's this whole like night network. Isn't this like so cool?
Dedicated
like,
night network, I dub.
Know, I know.
We need that.
Many people are saying. So it's really cool.
People mover.
Yeah, they have a little train that takes you from the train station to the to like a parking garage and also the city. It's kind of interesting.
So fun.
So now my real question, the reason I brought this up, because I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Utah Lake water taxi, when?
I would hope never, because I think as a state we should focus on infill development where amenities and infrastructure already exist instead of colonizing the entire circumference of the lake.
There is already many people on the other side of the lake. And if you could make a great little connection to the front runner by digging a very large canal and vineyard.
But almost all of those people. Fine, vineyard canal.
That would be cool, right?
Say almost all the and people it would really live up at the north end of the lake.
Downtown plans to have like this whole like
giant
like,
canal,
like river walk sort of deal through their downtown.
Well, they've been sitting there not developing the land anywhere remotely near the train station, so prime canal land.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm better?
We need to build canals to increase tourism.
I think we should dig a canal through the Oka Mountains. Canal to Tooele.
You say that like it's a joke, but there are like 7 mile long tunnels on the English like narrow canal system. Which would probably do the trick.
And they might find copper down there.
Yeah.
That's a real
money,
solve.
Money, money.
I was gonna say they did a study for souping up Butterfield Canyon Road into like an actual commuter road with like a speed limit and two lanes, and it turned out to be really fucking expensive. So if they're not doing that, I don't know about boat tunnel.
I think they'll take it over eventually because Kennecott owns it already.
This is true.
Yeah.
So anyway, Utah Lake Water Taxi from Saratoga Springs to
the next
vineyard. That's not really a taxi, it's a ferry, but I want it to be a water taxi because I think it should be painted yellow and have checkerboard.
The yellow and checkerboard.
I think it would be good.
Get the suburbanites to ride it.
And then, I won't say that.
We gotta build a huge amount of, like, office buildings and vineyards so it becomes an edge city and then a commuter hub. And all these ferries can come in from across Utah Lake. Do you see my genius?
Are we sure
plan?
We want to colonize the entire perimeter of Utah Lake?
Are we sure we want to say edge city?
Yes. Yes. Edge
although
homes
I think
will
that
develop
that would
there.
Be Provo, if anything.
You know, if we did destroy all of the farmland around the lake...
Farmland is for chumps.
Water quality would improve.
That's probably
That, yeah, because it is mostly runoff from fertilizer.
Yeah, you could have runoff from cars instead.
Yeah, we can just get like... Well, we're getting that already.
We're what?
We're getting that already.
That's true. But yes, I support the Utah Lake Water Taxi, and so should you. And then we should build a bunch of islands on it so it has more places to stop. Mm. You see my genius plan?
We can be like the Saudis.
Yeah, we can be like the Saudis, a country we should definitely be imitating. Kyle's like, whatever, these people are insane.
A little bit, yeah.
Kyle really said...
Last time I was at the Capitol, actually, someone was holding up a sign to appeal women's rights to vote. Whatever amendment that was, like 16 or 18, I don't know. It was a teen. So maybe we are becoming like the Saudis.
It is the 19th Amendment. Yeah. That's right. Women's rights. Look at you go. Feminism. Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss, etc. I love feminism.
Bullish on feminism.
Invest. This is financial advice. Feminism
has 1 million fans. I am one of them. If feminism has 10,000 fans, I am one of them. If feminism has 100 fans, I am one of them. If feminism has one fan, I am she. If feminism has zero fans, I have perished from this earth. But not like this, like, weird fourth or whatever weird wave we're on now.
Fourth wave feminism, fifth wave feminism,
no, it's sixth like, wave feminism. It's like a return to the bad parts of second wave feminism.
The ebbs and flows, as it were.
Yes. Second wave feminism had a lot of great parts to it, but unfortunately we have chosen the weird biological reductionism parts, which will definitely end well for everyone.
Especially all of the women on all sides.
All women will benefit from being defined by their anatomy.
Women out there reducing themselves to their anatomy. Some of them.
This has no problems. This clearly has no problems.
None whatsoever. It's definitely not something we've been fighting against for decades.
But woman is when bear child.
Oh, that was like 100 years off of progress. Anyway, maybe 200.
All I gotta say is that the one lady in Mary Poppins who's like votes for women is a girl boss and must be stand. And Mr. Banks, cringe. You suck.
It's been a really long time since I've seen Mary Poppins.
I don't think I've seen Mary Poppins. But my life is English enough.
Should we put that on the movie night?
Mary Poppins isn't English. Mary Poppins is what Americans think English is.
Yeah. Do we need to put that on movie night deck and invite Alex?
And it's where you walk down a foggy street at night singing about tuppence.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
And sixpence.
And a farthing. And halfpenny.
Well, what's the one that is...
Never mind. A pound and a shilling?
Yeah.
A guinea?
A guinea. I like that.
Because we really needed a coin that is one and a 20th pounds.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sure. 1.05 pounds. That's a coin I needed in my currency system.
Come on, the sales tax?
Any further water taxi comments?
No.
Please remember
to... I have an outro comment.
Oh, please.
Please tell me you copy-paste this and you're not writing capital I dash capital tunes every week.
I am actually writing capital I dash capital tunes every week.
Oh. Okay, continue.
That's I'm a very fast typist. I can type that in like... You want to time me how long it takes me to type this?
Sure.
Okay.
I need to stop watching our timer. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. You should tell me when to stop.
She just wrote capital U space capital 2, but I want you to know that.
Surely after 122 episodes, this is like, muscle memory. It's like how people can learn, like, pi digits.
By the way, patrons, you're supposed to be decoding the keystrokes. You know what the outro is.
Okay, well, it's almost been a minute, so.
And stop.
Done.
Okay, 50 seconds.
Okay, how many words was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Good God, highlight it. Oh, and go to the word count. I don't know where the word count is.
I'm turning it on. Okay.
Because it's not that hard. It's under tools. And that was 60 words in under... So my typing speed is better than 60 words per minute. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I learned the other day that is pretty high up the bell curve.
Unfortunately, it is. I'm pretty good on a typewriter, too. I can get about 45. So.
That's pretty good.
1.2 words a second.
But speaking of the thing that I just typed out in full for your entertainment, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and to follow and leave us a rating on iTunes and/or Spotify. If you like what you do here, consider becoming a member on Patreon. Patrons receive early access to all of our regular content, as well as exclusive content and occasional merch drops, and, like, physical exclusive content for some freaking reason. speaking of patrons, wow, I've been sent these things ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
At our Frontrunner tier, $10 or more per month, we have Curtis Herring, Zach Adams, Tony Stunts, Aaron, and Austin Speaker.
At $5 a month, our Redline tier, we have DJ
Hi, Will.
Watkins, Nebula, Robert P. Beach. Walsh, Christopher Whaley, Elijah Kensler, Reluctant LA Resident, Sky Lukowski, Isaac Madsen, Kyle Irving, and yeah, that's you guys. Thanks.
At our Blue Line tier, or yellow boat labeled water taxi with checkerboard.
That goes to IKEA.
That sometimes goes to IKEA, but is in the fleet and is used for many other tasks. The Blue Line rail replacement ferry.
Unfathomably based.
$3 a month. I
wonder if there's ever been a rail replacement ferry. There has to be. I believe it.
Surely, somewhere. Switzerland has like the gondola replacement helicopter. So anything's possible.
Okay, Tom.
At the Blue Line tier, $3 a month, we have Ethan McDonald, Zach Verstott, Alex, G4, Evelyn, Matt Gray, Jesse Mayo, McKay Ransom, Oliver, Sam Myers, Litmus S, Toronto Chanzo Channel, Flight Attendant Nightsha, and Phoenix Deluxe, and Tauncey, and Caleb Denia.
Wow.
So you got the and I didn't get.
You're welcome. You're
That's
welcome.
That's like it was written by ChatGPT.
Ouch. Cries.
I'm sorry, you didn't deserve that.
Nobody deserves that.
At $1 per month here, Green Line, because it runs through the green canals of Venice.
Oh, why are they green?
Because
is it St. Patty's Day
every
day?
No, because it's a lagoon, and so there's all sorts of like algae and stuff in it.
Tasty legume.
There's Kapil, Benjamin Wood, Joshua S. Horvath, William Rowe, and Ryan Bailey. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Now we're going to talk about how we secretly...